Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome to News and Views. I'm your host, Rob Schofield. Well, the climax of the contentious 2020 election is just over 2 weeks away, and as we draw closer and closer to November 3rd, each day seems to bring a new controversy to light about when, where, and how Americans are casting their ballots. Happily, however, there are growing signs that election officials are making progress in addressing various controversies and that all ballots will be safely and accurately counted. This seems to be especially true in North Carolina. Earlier this week, I got a chance to learn more about some of this hopeful news and to review some extremely helpful information for voters who have yet to cast their ballots with veteran North Carolina election law expert and Wake County Board of Elections member, Jerry Cohen. Well, Jerry Cohen, welcome to News and Views. It sure is good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much for reaching out.
So you served for years and years as a senior counsel at the North Carolina General Assembly, advising legislative leaders of both parties. Now you're serving on the Wake County Board of Elections, a very different form of public service. What's the state of the election as we stand here just a couple of weeks out from the big day?
Well, it's been very busy. We have had just an enormous number of absentee ballot requests. In Wake County, we're at about 225,000 absentee ballot requests out of about 750,000 voters, and this is really unprecedented. We've already had about 80,000 of those ballots already voted.
Wow.
So it's been extremely busy. 4 years ago in the presidential election, Wake County had 32,000 requests and like 27,000 voted absentee ballots. So it's just a much, much bigger scale. Plus, we've got early voting. Early voting, October 15th to 31st.
I should say we're recording this actually ahead of early voting, but that commenced on Thursday, October 15th.
That's right. It ends at 3 p.m. on Saturday, October 31st.
And y'all have set up locations across Wake County where people can go to do this early voting. And indeed, even if they haven't registered, they can still register to vote. Am I right about that?
That's correct. We have same-day registration. Wake County has 20 sites open all 17 days. Three Saturdays, two Sundays, October 18th and 25th, and all around the Triangle, it's very similar. Wake, Durham, Orange, Chatham all have the three Saturdays and two Sundays. Weekday hours are uniform, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. So even though Wake has 20 sites, the same as 4 years ago, we actually have 50% more hours because the hours of voting each day are much longer. Actually, I think it's about 40% more hours, but substantially more opportunities for voters.
You know, initially, there was some real concern about the issue of having adequate poll workers because of the pandemic, the fear that people would not want to come out, and that so many of our poll workers have traditionally been senior citizens. But so far, I guess that's not turned out to be a big problem. People are stepping up to the plate?
Well, we were very worried at first, but Wake County currently has a waiting list for both early voting and election day poll workers. People have reached out. The county commissioners and the state legislature both ponied up with substantial additional money for poll worker pay, and people have just reached out. And although we've had a goodly number of older poll workers drop out, it's been more than replaced by other folks. So we're in very good shape there, and thanks for all the people that have volunteered.
And I think it's safe to say that my impression as an outsider and just an observer is that despite all the hubbub about the election and the fears that have been sort of fomented in some corners, at this point, voters in North Carolina and certainly in Wake County have every reason to feel very confident that their ballots are going to be counted, that there'll be an accurate and speedy count of ballots, and that the election's actually going to run very smoothly.
I believe so. Some tips for voters. Some of the deadlines, for instance, were set 40 years ago and not really very realistic. For instance, if you look on the county or state website, it'll tell you you can apply for an absentee ballot by October 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people are really strongly suggesting that if you want to vote by mail, that you apply by October 20th or so to allow time for processing and the mail back and forth, although you can drop your voted absentee ballot back at the Board of Elections office or early voting site. And I think it's safe to use the U.S. mail to mail back an absentee ballot till about a week before the election, till October 27th. So the mail in the Triangle is actually running pretty well. Follow instructions. If you're voting by mail, make sure you have signed the return envelope and that your witness has signed and printed their address and name. It's very, very important to follow the instructions. We're doing a lot more social distancing at early voting. For instance, three of our locations, I'll just pick three as an example, Wake Tech North and South and NC State Tally Student Center. 4 years ago, the space we were using in those three buildings were about 1,800 to 2,000 square feet. This time, they're all 15,000 square feet. We're using gyms and ballrooms instead of basically foyers. So we have really set up the sites so even with social distancing, we can accommodate pretty much any number of voters.
That's terrific news and really inspires a lot of confidence. I don't want to leave the topic of voting by mail / absentee balloting just yet, though. And I know there have been some reports around the state already that we've had a not insignificant number of people who've returned their ballots with errors on them. You caution people that it's very important to pay very close attention to how you follow the instructions in preparing if you're going to vote by mail. What's going to happen to the ballots that perhaps people have made a clerical error, or they signed in the wrong place, or they failed to get a witness? I guess that's still the subject of litigation.
Well, there will be opportunities to correct. We don't know exactly the system right now. At the very worst, the voter will be mailed a new ballot in order to return it. There's some discussion of having an affidavit that can be sent out. That's still processing through the system at the time we're talking on the phone. But something important, the State Board of Elections sent out, for instance, Guilford County had the most number of ballots with problem witness areas. Well, the State Board of Elections sent out a memo just a couple of days ago. Guilford had been rejecting ballots if you put, and I think no other county had done this, if the person put Greensboro and then put N and didn't put NC, were saying that was insufficient. And it was our Greensboro in the zip code, but not NC, which, of course, was ludicrous. Yeah. No other county was doing that. And within a day of that memo from the state board, about 25% of all the problem ones were resolved quickly by just thinking.
Applying some common sense to the situation, basically.
Yeah, common sense, yes. Yeah.
So another issue I know that has been raised with respect to in-person voting, you've addressed the fact that we've got much larger venues that will allow for more social distancing. I gather there will, however, be, we're going to ask everybody to wear a mask if they come to vote in person, and there should be protective equipment there. If you don't happen to have any, you might actually be able to pick up a mask as you walk in the door?
That's correct. Mask will be available to any person, but there is no requirement that the voter wear a mask. We certainly hope that everyone will. If it was my decision, I would have decided otherwise, but that's what the rule is. But all election officials will be wearing masks, and they'll be available for any voter that doesn't have one. I know there are some voters that simply don't have a mask, maybe coming out very rarely. And for important other things on same-day registration, you can update your registration at early voting. If you've moved within your county, which a lot of people do over a four-year period or don't vote regularly, you can update your address within the county with no bother at all, no proof of residency or ID. If you are registering in the county for the first time, you do have to have some documentation with your current address. That can be, for instance, a utility bill, bank statement, government check, paycheck, a driver's license if it has your current address on it and you aren't registered. Students living in university housing can show their student ID plus something from the university verifying their place of residence. And all of this can be shown on your smartphone as well as a piece of paper. For instance, if you're registering new, you can open up your bank account statement online there and show the chief judge, the person checking you in, what your address shows there, for example. So that is a requirement because there's less time to verify voters than people who registered by mail through the October 9th deadline.
That makes perfect sense. But again, we should reiterate for anybody, if you're a registered voter and you're all set, you're at your home address that you've been at, there's no need for you to bring a voter ID at this point.
That's correct. If you are already registered, or even if you have to report an address change within the county of registration, there's no need for a voter ID at all. It's only if you're registering new at early voting that you do have some proof of your residence. It doesn't have to have a photo on it, but some proof of residence. And that's been fairly substantial. In 2008, there were 110,000 people statewide who registered anew at early voting. In 2012, 85,000. I don't have statistics for 2016, but it's been popular. The same-day registration early voting has been quite popular.
We're coming to the end of our time with Wake County Board of Elections member Jerry Cohen. Jerry, there's been some discussion for years now about the whole issue of ballot security and the fear that somehow Russian bots would somehow interfere with our election or somehow hack the system. Can you assure voters that's something y'all have been vigilant about and there's reason to be optimistic that we're not going to have problems like that? And indeed, there is, as I understand it, a paper trail for all ballots.
Right. Certainly in the 80 counties that use hand-marked paper ballots, or 85 counties, all the counties in the Raleigh area have it. Mecklenburg still uses as of this year, they will still generate a paper ballot. You may use a touchscreen to mark your ballot in Mecklenburg. But we think the security, we're working with Homeland Security, the National Guard as a cybersecurity unit, the State Board of Elections is working hard on this, and we are very optimistic with all the layers of security that there won't be any problems. In terms of the voter, get your information from trusted sources. Use State Board of Elections, your County Board of Elections, trusted newspapers, websites, etc. You know, a random text message from somebody, A, can be spam or worse. If it's a text message from a campaign that you've asked for, that's different than just some random something coming at you that wants you to click on a link.
Right. We should also remind voters one last time, don't take a picture of your ballot after you're voted by mail. That's another no-no, right?
Yes, you can take a picture of a blank ballot with nothing on it, but you cannot take a picture of a marked ballot. That law may be unpopular, but it dates back 100 years or so when people were paid for their vote and had to show a copy of the ballot in order to get their money. I don't know if that's existed in the last century, but that's why that requirement is there. Yeah.
We assume you'll be meeting a lot in the coming days and weeks. I assume the Wake County Board will be in constant communication as issues come up in the final days.
Well, our board individually looks at all absentee ballot envelopes. Each board member looks at 20% of them. So I've looked at about 15,000 envelopes already. We believe security is important and double checking. And when the absentee ballot envelopes are open and placed in the scanner, it's all at public meetings, which in most larger counties are live streamed. Of course, it's like watching paint dry.
Well, we're glad somebody's keeping track of it, though, and we're so glad you're there to do it. Jerry Cohen, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Coming up next, a new report says thousands of North Carolina children have joined the ranks of the uninsured, and we'll find out why from one of the state's leading children's advocates. Don't go away.